Lent Bumps.
Cam FM.
We're about to race the second big one of today. It's the men's first division. And a few things to mention in this division. Keith had the headship for ages. They're probably going to keep it. Downing is also looking very strong. Not quite as fast, though. Two rows at the top almost guaranteed. Further back, actually, interestingly, first and thirds and Jesus. Now, first and thirds were on the way down last year, and Jesus, as a college, seems to have really got their act together. The women, very strong, doing very well, bumping up on Pembroke in the last race. If Jesus can pull this off and bump up on first and thirds, that'll be immense. So that may happen. Further down, Girton was looking very strong as well, whereas Pembroke, not quite so. So we think Girton may bump up on Pembroke. Christ last year got Blades, and Tit Hall were on the way down, so Christ may do it. And the only other one I'll mention is Clare, because you can't mention Clare M1 without mentioning Joel Jennings. The boat is named after him because an alumnus donated the boat but didn't want the boat named after himself, so he named it after the top rower of Clare, Joel Jennings, who was actually rowing in his own named boat last year. He's graduated since then, so he's not there at the moment. So as the rowers come past at the start of the division, so Keys, Downing, Late, LMBC, Queens, First and Thirds, Jesus, Peterhouse, Pembroke, Girton, Tithall, Christ, Clare, Robinson, Magdalen, Emmanuel, St. Cat's, Selwyn and Kings is your order. Keys actually looking a bit slow into the first post corner. I have to say Downing are bringing the distance down to about a length, actually, but it looks like now Keys are opening it back up and bring it back on station. Two lengths behind them is LMBC around first post corner, looking strong. Further back, Queens, though, are being closed down by first and thirds. Queens are trying to get some extra gain, but first and thirds looking incredibly strong. Hey, maybe my predictions were wrong. The gap now between Queens and first and thirds is now down to half of a length as we go around first post corner. Let's stick with this, as Queens steer an excellent racing line, but so do first and thirds, getting it down to less than quarter of a length now as they go into the gut. Queens being chased down by first and thirds into the gut. Let's throw over to Sam. What's happening there?
Yeah, Keys have just come past me, and behind them, Downing about two lengths behind that. And then Lady Margaret, Downing have made quite a big gap to Lady Margaret. And then behind them, there's about one length to Queens. And then behind that, first and thirds are very close to Queens. And behind that, there's quite big gaps behind that, but I'll keep with Queens. They could be caught, there's about half length now between them and first and thirds. I don't know if they're going to catch them. The crowd's going pretty crazy here. First and thirds could catch them. They're going on the inside of the south side of the river, whereas Queens are on the north side, which could mean that they're going to catch them. It looks like, I think they've just gone ahead. First and thirds, have they caught them? It's unclear to me. No, I can't see anything yet, but behind that we've got Jesus, and then, yes, Pass over. Is that Jared?
Yeah, so it's looking pretty steady on stations between Jesus, Peterhouse, Pembroke, Girton, Tithall. Did I see Tithall? I can't remember. But looking further back gets interesting with Magdalen being chased down by Emmanuel, and Emmanuel being chased down by St. Cat's. This could go any way. There is half a length, now quarter of a length between all the crews. Magdalen, a quarter of a length to Emmanuel. Emmanuel, quarter of a length to St. Cat's. But Emmanuel steers a slightly wonky line, and St. Cat's look very strong, and they're now bringing it down to less than quarter of a length. I think St. Cat's going to
Mike,
I think his hand in the air there. Kings are going to get bumped. They are. Kings are bumped by Selwyn. Right back up, Sam.
Over to Christ are catching Trinity. They're very close to Trinity. They look on the grassy corner. Be allowed to catch those. And then further down, we've got Madeline looks to be caught by Emmanuel very shortly as well. But no bumps so far.
Mel.
That I can see.
Mel.
Go ahead, Mel.
Okay, so I am on the long reach. I'm seeing Keys row off into the distance. They've opened up about two lengths between Downing. But Downing has made a good move on them, opening up a massive length between them and Maggie, who are in the process of being caught by Queens, with Tit Hall about half a length behind them. At Trinity, first and third. Yes, back to Sam or Jared.
Grassy corner, Emmanuel are very close to Madeline, but just behind them, St. Cat is catching them as well, so it's very tricky to tell what's going to happen there.
Jared,
Jared, can you see anything at distance yet?
Justin G go round Slitton Corner. Peter House are a good five boat lengths behind. They are still looking good. Behind them, Pembroke, about the same distance. They're keeping a nice racing line, cutting the corner nicely, but I don't think they'll be gaining any bumps at the moment. Can you see anything further up now?
Yeah, okay, so Maggie, Queens and Fat are still battling together. There's about half a length between each of those boats. We then have a sizeable gap between Peterhouse, Pembroke and, yes, I think that was Pembroke just rowing past. There's about two lengths between each of those boats. Girton, then another three lengths between Pembroke and Girton. I can just see Jared. Who's bumped out?
Trinity Hall are there, but I don't think they've been... It doesn't appear to be like they've been bumped because I can't see any other boats soaring up.
Christ
must have bumped Trinity.
Right, okay. I can see Claire has... I would assume, with Robinson about two lengths behind them, but unlikely to catch them down the reach. I think that Maudlin gaining slightly on Robinson. Yes, is that Mike or Sam?
It looks like Johns and Queens. Queens have bumped up on Johns in front of me, and first and third behind them have been forced to hold it up. So there's been a complete failure to clear here. Jesus are rowing strongly, coming around the outside of this mess. First and third now starting again as Johns come into the bank. This is going to be very tight. In front of them, I've seen Jared. Keys and Downing having a good fight down part beyond the railway bridge. I don't know how that's going to finish. This here, Queens are still blocking the middle of the river, so Jesus now have overlap on first and third. They're on opposite sides of the river, but Jesus are now coming well past first and third. Who have stopped rowing. Jared.
Over on Ditton Corner, St. Cat's have just bumped Emmanuel. Emmanuel's showing the best pleased about that. Cat's celebrating quite loudly. There's nothing else going on now. They're just rowing back. And Emmanuel are pulled over, moving up on the side. Yeah. Anything happening close to that?
Jared?
Yeah. Okay, Tim, yes, up to you.
So there seems to have been some equipment malfunction on one of these boats that's held it up here. So either one of Johns and Queens have had some an oar breakage, I think. I'm not sure which, though. Everyone else has, first and third have come into the bank, but I think there's going to have to be some technical decisions here because there's been a lot of chaos, and I'm not entirely sure who's done. Coming past me now are Girton, who are a good five lengths behind Pembroke, who I think is still chasing Peterhouse, and that could be tight, although I think there's still a length between them. And now coming past me now, we have Claire with some extremely well-worn blades. Behind them, Robinson still rowing, and behind them, Maudlin. So do we know what's happened between St. Cat's and Emma? Because I can't see either of them.
Yes, St. Cat's. Emma. Sam. A different Sam. Corner. Hello, can you hear me? St. Cat's have bumped Emma.
Yeah, here across the corner, we've got his Kings have pulled over and they're getting their foliage. I think they got a sell of him earlier, but nothing else. Back to you.
Tim, so can you see anything? Can you see any more between the Keys and Downing? Obviously, being ahead of the time is very valuable. I thought Keys were a bit slow, relatively speaking, relative to their best. I've got to say, the rowing is outstanding.
I
think you're probably right there. They weren't looking maybe as good as they did at Metley's last year, but they were still looking very good. Although I've seen now everyone except the bottom four row past me. I don't think there have been any bumps here apart from this technical mess with Queen's first and third, Queen's first and third and late LMBC with Jesus somehow involved in that. I will get you results from that from the results tent shortly. Yes. So provisionally then, we're not sure at the top. It's always hard because the top of the men's division goes right the way to the Chesterton footbridge and there is no towpath. We'd have to be able to sort of bungee jump over the river to be able to follow that further. So we think, well, we're not sure, it's too close to call. We don't know between Keys and Downing, I'm afraid, on the first day that these men's first crew has rowed. LMBC looked like they were bumped by Queens at the far side of the long reach. Now, earlier on in the race, it was Mike. Third.
What?
Tim?
It looks, apparently, I believe one of those two boats had a technical failure causing, I suspect LMBC had a technical failure causing that, so it's possible they may be awarded a technical row over on the basis of that. But
I'll be surprised, but we'll see. I think further back, there's certainly some technical decisions to be had. So what happened earlier on in the race is that we had first and thirds, Queens and LMBC, tussling a fair bit. It looked like first and thirds were going to nab Queens, but Queens kept their composure. They negotiated the two tight bends of first post corner and grassy very well and held them off, which allowed them to then catch up with LMBC, who we think may have had some sort of boat failure. They were unable to clear after their potential bump on LMBC, which led first and thirds to have to hold it up. That meant that Jesus were able to overtake first and thirds. If that had happened without any holding up, it would have been a bump, but obviously that was holding up, so that's going to go to a technical decision or potentially a re-row. Further back, Peterhouse, Pembroke and Girton all looked good for rowovers. Behind those, Tit Hall, they've been moving down for the last couple of years and they moved down again. They've been nabbed by Christ. Christ are the ones to watch, I think, here. They moved up last year, they were strong in the maze and they've gone up again today. Further back, Clare, looking good for rowovers, as was Robinson, as was Maudlin. Emmanuel were finally caught by St. Cat's. Now, the Maudlin, Emmanuel and St. Cat's crew were very, very close as they came around first post corner. They were like a quarter of a length at one point, and it was very much a case of adjusting for position. I did think the Cat's were going to get Emmanuel, but Emmanuel, you have to give them credit, they stayed and kept motoring away and kept their tanks open and managed to hold them off right until Ditton Corner. So that was pretty impressive. Then behind those, Selwyn were bumped by King. Now that means that both the women's first division and the men's first division have stand as a sandwich. So the poor rowers from Selwyn College are going to be doing a lot of rowing at high speed for the next few days because they're going to be rowing twice. Of course, earlier on we heard that Selwyn's women's first were bumped down into the sandwich row position. So, we just need to know, really, what happened between Keys and Downing at the very top and what's going to happen technically between first and third and Jesus.
Lench bumps.
Cam FM.
At the top of the division, Keys and Downing rode over very strongly. And at the Queens M1 bumped up on LMBC M1, despite it appearing that the Queens M1 rudder failed on long reach. First and third, who got involved in that failure to clear, were awarded a technical row over. Jesus, Peterhouse, Pembroke and Girton all rowed over. Christ M1 bumped up on Trinity Hall M1 on Ditton Corner. Clare, Robinson and Maudlin all rowed over. And then St. Catherine's bumped up on Emma and King's bumped up on Selwyn earlier in the course.
Lench bumps.
Cam FM.